Well, you're coming to St. Charles this weekend, and I'm just wondering, what are people going to see there?
First of all, I'll be there in person. I exist as a physical being. That's first. And what I do is I'm talking about the radio show. I'm talking about why we're making a radio show that is so different from pretty much everything else on the radio. And a lot of it is just an excuse to play funny clips from the show. And I stand on stage with an iPad where I can fire music and the sound and the quotes, and I can basically create the sound of the radio show around me as I speak and try to demonstrate these things.
What's the hardest thing about your job?
The hardest thing about my job is just the volume of it. Like, there's just a lot of it. There's just like a lot to do all the time. So it's like having a meal that that I enjoy, but it's just an uncomfortably large meal every day.
You write an interesting line between journalism and storytelling. How do you distinguish between the two on your show? Sometimes storytelling is fiction and sometimes storytelling is news.
I mean, generally, unless otherwise labeled, the stories on our show are true, and we treat them as reporting, even if they're reporting about very small personal moments in a person's life, and then occasionally there's a piece of fiction that we like that we'll put on the show, and then I feel like there are these contributors who fall into a gray area, like David Sedaris, where he's a professional humorist. And so we assume that the audience knows that he'll be exaggerating for comic effect. I mean, truthfully, like we just went through this thing with Mike Daisy where we put a story on the radio that had been something that somebody had performed in the theater, where he sort of turned himself into an amateur investigative reporter and went to China and tried to figure out what was going on inside the factories that produce Apple's products, the computers and iPods and iPads and iPhones. And it turned out that things that he had said to us that basically we learned that things that he had said to us during the fact-checking process and we learned that the story wasn't true and we had to retract it. But in the wake of Mike Daisy, where we came out of it as a staff is that the next time we would have a David Sedaris piece on, we would either fact check like a regular story, like a regular piece of reporting. Like when David is in The New Yorker, they'll fact check his work. And we decided, well, let's just start doing that now with everything. And that's definitely will be a change for us. Like up until now, like that kind of stuff, we didn't give it the burden of journalism. But I feel like the thing that I saw in the wake of Mike Daisy is that as we've become a more journalistic product, it seems like it would be more appropriate to do that, and that people are turning to us for stories that are true and not just stories that are fun to listen to.
What entertains you these days?
I mean, honestly, it's been funny. It's been a period where I was watching a lot of TV a few years back, and I feel like there aren't that many shows that I'm liking that much right now. And so really, like, I have like one or two TV shows. I'm watching 30 Rock. I'm watching I'm starting up the new season of Mad Men, but not feeling very optimistic about it. And then really beyond that, I have no time for anything else, literally. And when I do, the only thing I really read is my wife edits a website, that her boss is a 15-year-old, girl in the suburbs of Chicago named Tavi Gevinson, and who started this website for teenage girls called Rookie at rookiemag.com. And I'll go there to keep up with what's being written there. And I'm enjoying that, but yeah.
I guess you make your own entertainment then. So.
There's not that much entertainment. I have a dog. I walk the dog. I walk the dog every day. I play with the dog. I chat with my wife. That's about it.
Well, what's your next exciting project?
I mean, honestly, like the cinema thing that we're doing May 10th is a real mind-bending challenge, because we're doing a show where we're trying to make it as visual as humanly possible. And so over the weekend, we shot a short movie with Mike Birbiglia, this comedian who's been on the show. We shot like it was a full scale movie production for 2 days, and I'm working with all these artists, visual artists who are doing things that'll be in the show at different points and getting the stories edited, and it's just a massive project. We have dancers. It's quite a thing. that I'm very excited to put on. And truthfully, like, this is like the sort of thing where, like, there were a bunch of points where I could get out of it. Like, there were points like 4 or 5 months ago where it's like, should we really do this? Oh, it's gonna be so hard and this and that, and it's gonna make my life really, really busy. And then at every stage, I just felt like, no, it's going to be really cool. Like, I think it's just going to be cool. And then you just feel like such a dumbass to be motivated by something so simple. You know what I mean? I feel like my entire motivation is just like, it just seems like this would be fun to do. And so let's just do it, even though it's going to be really, really make our lives, all of our lives here, very, very hard for a couple of weeks. So I hope it works out.